This is KERA News. The first doses of a COVID-19 vaccine arrived in Texas on Monday. Four medical facilities, including Methodist Dallas Medical Center, were among the first recipients. And on Tuesday, an additional 19 hospitals in Texas are slated to receive shipments, including Parkland Memorial Hospital in Dallas and Texas Health Resources in Fort Worth. KERA reports.
There was a huge applause on Monday morning when Teresa Mata, a cleaning woman at Methodist Dallas Medical Center, became the first person on staff to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Afterwards, an additional 199 people also got immunized, including emergency medical physician Dr. Brad Sellers. He says the vaccine has him feeling cautiously optimistic about the future.
You know, one of the things that we wanted to do today is show people that we're not afraid to get the vaccine, that we feel like it's safe, and we feel like it's the right step for people to do. Because if they're worried about coming to the hospital, getting intubated, getting sick from COVID, this is the first step to prevent that.
Dr. Joseph Chang agrees with Sellers.
The only way we get out of this as a society is the vaccine. There is no other way.
Chang's the chief medical officer for outpatient services at Parkland Hospital, and he's excited for the hospital's overworked and overexposed medical staff to get the vaccine.
It's been a really mentally and emotionally trying time. To see the light at the end of the tunnel is an amazing thing. I mean, our bigger problem now is people complaining that they don't get to have the vaccine sooner.
These initial vaccinations are an important step, but health officials are calling on people to continue social distancing and wearing masks. I'm Hadi Mawagdi in Dallas.